Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We had a rainy day. I'm in a snake back situation.
I'm ready to listen to that. Inspiration Information by Shuggy Otis, suggested as vacation listening by Caitlin from itsfreecountry.org. So sadly, or not so sadly, today is my last day for a couple of weeks. Like many of you, I am taking an August vacation, and I need help unwinding from debt ceiling coverage, local political coverage, the Middle East, ambivalence coverage for those of you who listened on Tuesday. But no time for ambivalence now. Call in with your best reading suggestions for my or anyone's August vacation. Tell your fellow listeners, what recent fiction and nonfiction have you enjoyed this summer? We've already gotten the music suggestions via Facebook and from our guests and elsewhere. We'll be playing through some of those. So this is really a call out for book suggestions. 212-433-WNYC. Our lines are full. You can get in as people finish up. You can post them to our website, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or post it to our Facebook page, or tweet your suggestions at Brian Lehrer. Some book suggestions that came in already via Facebook. Linda endorsed State of Wonder by Ann Patchett. Lots of people endorsing Ann Patchett. Robin suggests Annabelle by Kathleen Winter. Lisa suggests In the Garden of Beasts by Eric Larson. And we're going to hold you to the, you know, the format where they do your six-word blurbs about a book? We're going to try to hold you to your six-word blurbs so we can get a lot of folks' suggestions in here, like Diana in Manhattan. Wait a minute. I have to click this a different way. Diana, we got you.
Yeah, hi.
What book?
So I'm talking about Tyrant Memory. It's by Horacio Castellanos Moya. And it's like really fantastic. You know, it's really, really smart. It's black humor sort of about an attempted coup in El Salvador in the 40s, and there's pro-Nazi mystic.
That's all I need to know. If it's black humor about a coup in the 40s and a Nazi mystic, you need say no more, Diana. Thank you very much. Another music pick from our producer, Paige Cowett. Calgary. By Bon Iver. As Gordon in Douglas Manor gives us your book pick. Hi, Gordon.
Thank you, Brian. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what you reading?
A really uplifting book by Cary Grant's daughter called Good Stuff, Jennifer Grant. It's really a great read. I know that you've been so kind to me on issues of divorce and parents being separated. It's really a light reading and a tribute to really a great man and insight to him. And what was Eric Schneiderman's book?
It was the John Dos Passos classic.
Thank you very much, Brian. Have a great summer.
Thank you very much. All right, and we go on to a music pick from our intern, Jackie.
Fell asleep with a cigarette to the flicker of a TV set. No one saw you wave your white flag. No one saw your family photo album.
Augustine never by We Are Augustines. By the way, interns have last names, so thank you for this, Jackie Chaney. While David in Princeton gives us his book pick. Hi, David. What you got?
Hi, how you doing? It's How I Became a Famous Novelist by Steve Healy. It's a very funny and also insightful light read about, you know, the publishing industry.
Thank you very much. Let the music roll. Keith in Manhattan, you got a book?
Yes, I do. Stories I Only Tell My Friends, which is a memoir by Rob Lowe. And I recommend the audiobook version of it because he does some great impressions of the people that he met during his life.
Thank you very much. And just to finish the thought to Gordon, it was Manhattan Transfer. That was the John Dos Passos book. The title escaped me for a minute that Eric Schneiderman had suggested. All right. How about a group pick? Because so many people suggested that I listen to this because who doesn't like Beyonce?
Oh, sugar, I'm too young for you. Not like my number.
And Maria in West New York got a book.
Okay. My selection is Tabloid City by Pete Hamill. It's both current and historical. You get the old and the new New York and the newspaper business, such as it is. And it's really smart and heartfelt.
Read it. He's the best, isn't he?
He is.
Pete Hamill's just the best. He's smart and deep and journalistic and philosophical and funny. He moved to Mexico, you know that? That's right. What do you do after you edit the Daily News and the New York Post for half your life? I guess you move to Mexico and become a mystic. Thank you. All right. Pablo in the Bronx, what you got?
Hi. There's this modern classical music group called the Ginseng Fiasco, and they have a couple free songs on their Facebook. I think they're pretty relaxing to listen to.
The Ginseng Fiasco. And we don't have that queued up, but we do have producer Brett Jasper's pick. The Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. A song about shoes, huh? Nadia in Manhattan, what's your book?
The Sex Lives of Cannibals by J. Martin Troost.
You want to give me six words?
It's a memoir about following his then-girlfriend to the South Pacific and the island. It's a fun book. It's an easy read, and it's my favorite thing to read on the beach, I think. I've probably read it like four times.
Thank you very much. Pumped Up Kicks. Sounds like it's about shoes, but it's really about bullying. Jim in Roselle Park, what's your book?
Yeah, hi, Brian. The Lost City of Z. It's about a Colonel Fawcett and with his Amazon explorations in the early part of the 20th century. It's got crazy diseases. It's got wild insects that eat you from the inside out. It's got politics of the time, National Geographic stories from early 20th century, stuff about World War One.
Thank you. I'm going to leave it there. Lots of good points on which to recommend it there. Our senior producer, Megan Ryan, suggests the band Roadside Graves for listening. This is their song Double Feature. Full disclosure, Megan's brother on drums. Roadside Graves, while our producer Jody Avergon suggested The Town by Macklemore as remixed by Sobzy.
Now when I say 2-0, you say, nah, you know the rest. This is our scene, our music, our movement, the history lives through us.
And Mara in Southport, what's your book?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've got two books and one artist.
One book.
All right. Unbroken by Laura Hillenbrand. I know it's nonfiction, but it's brilliant and gorgeous and reads like fiction, and I learned so much about the Japanese role in World War II just from reading it.
Thank you very much. Our intern, Rebecca Lee Douglas, will be listening to Well, Okay, Honey by Jenny O this summer, and if she has her way, so will I. Here it comes. Alejandro in the Bronx, what's your book?
I actually have a musical recommendation, Brian.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. I would recommend just about any recording by the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt.
Oh, I've listened to Arvo Pärt, yeah.
Right, but particularly his album Alina. It's really spiritually grounded and very soothing, you know, for these hot, uncertain times, and definitely for curling up at the beach shore with a good book.
Thank you very much. And one final piece of music, one final track. Did you know that Radiolab producer Tim Howard is also a musician who goes by the name Soltero? This is a new song of his, album release later this summer. And the Brian Lehrer Show is produced by Megan Ryan with Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett. Also Alana Casanova-Burgess. and Brett Jaspers today. And we say goodbye today to our full-time summer intern from the CUNY Journalism School, Rebecca Lee Douglas. Thanks, Rebecca. Back to class. Our part-time interns this summer, Jackie Cheney, Lisa Pristup, Daniel Kisslinger, and Makiba Sargent. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. See you all in 2 weeks. Be nice to the substitute hosts. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.